Prabhupada said that everyone is here, that's supposed to be here. And and I guess we can start on the record if you'd like, Madam Clerk. It's about 10 in front of 10. This matter has been scheduled for 10 o'clock, but we're all here a little bit before 10 a.m. So we're going to go on the record if both parties agree with starting a little bit earlier. Would you say on the record your name and that you agree? We'll start with the petitioner.
Tom Berry, and I agree.
All right.
Shannon Stevens, Hernando County Property Appraiser's Office, I agree.
All right.
And Kevin Johnson, Property Appraiser's Office, I agree.
All righty. Well, good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I'm Joseph Haynes Davis, and I am your Value Adjustment Board Attorney, Special Magistrate for today's hearing. Today is Friday, October 2nd, year 2020. And again, I'm Joseph Haynes Davis, and I'm an attorney with experience in ad valorem taxation. I've been chosen as a special magistrate by the Hernando County Value Adjustment Board to preside at hearings contesting the denial of exemptions or classifications by the property appraiser. I'm an independent and unbiased hearing officer. I do not work for the property appraiser or the tax collector. I'm independent of the property appraiser and the tax collector, and I am not influenced by the property appraiser or the tax collector. The hearing will be conducted in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow me to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record at this hearing or presented upon the agreement of the parties while the record is open. The law requires that I evaluate the relevance and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of the petition. Now, you should have received with your notice of hearing a short overview of the Value Adjustment Board. Before we proceed with the hearing, do you have any questions regarding that overview or my comments? I'm asking the petitioner.
No.
All right. Okay. And again, we will state again the parties' names on the record. This is for petition 20-002 Barry Families Properties LLC. For the petitioner, can you state your name for the record, please?
Tom Barry.
All right. And again,
Shannon Stevens, Hernando County Property Appraisers.
Okay.
Kevin Johnston.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and swear the parties in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
All righty. Okay, well, we're here on, again, parcel number R21422-19000095000010. Again, the Barry Family Properties LLC. The time was reserved this morning for 15 minutes, but again, we started a little bit early. I also like to say how things work. The property appraiser presents first, and then you, as the petitioner, are able to present second or cross-examine the property appraiser, and we go back and forth like that. I'm kind of like the referee.
Okay.
If you remember back in the day, Mills Lane, the old boxing referee, let's get it on, that guy. I'm kind of like that. You know, that's how we, quote unquote, roll, so to speak. I guess I also asked the property appraiser to read into the record values on the property that the property appraiser has right now, the values on the property, if you could read that in the record.
Is the just value for 2020 is $319,301.
Okay, are there other values associated with?
I have 2019 values. And the just market on that was $352,488. And with the ag on it was
$520. Okay. So this is an agricultural 193461
yes,
matter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. And I guess my other question is, have you all exchanged evidence beforehand?
No, sir.
I provided mine in email to the adjustment board.
Okay. You provided your evidence already?
Yes, I was told to provide it in email.
Okay. And you have not?
He did not ask for it in writing, so we did not send our evidence to Mr. Berry.
Okay. Okay. So, do you understand that you were to get there as you were supposed to ask for it in writing?
I did not.
Okay. Okay. That was probably provided to you on your notice, but so you will be introducing your evidence into this hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have copies for the petitioner to be able to review?
Yes, sir, I sure
okay.
do.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Now, because we're starting the process now, they're going to state their case in chief, for lack of better terms, their position. Okay? Now, I'm holding the evidence they just gave me. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is obviously my first time seeing it because I'm a magistrate, and this is your first time seeing it as well. Now, I'm going to give you a few minutes because I want you to look over it real quick. All right. And and some of this evidence.
Yeah,
I'm assuming this is some of what you gave them?
Yes, the top half looks like everything I submitted.
Okay.
And then the rest is just what I read too looks like Florida law.
Yeah, the statute.
Right.
Okay. And what about the pictures on the back?
I'm getting down there. Oh, that's part of the zone. I'm fine.
Yeah,
with all
in other words, you have no objections?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to do, and we're going to go ahead and call this property appraiser's evidence packet number one. Since it's the first one, we'll make it real easy. And that's what I'm doing right here. Because she's recording it. And okay. So it'll be on the record, okay? Now, y'all got to bear with me. I used to talk real fast. I don't talk as fast anymore. Okay, so this is evidence packet number one. Evidence has been admitted. I'm circling yes, and for the property appraiser, you can go on ahead with your case-in-chief narrative.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. This is a 3.4-acre parcel, which is located just west of Brooksville on West Jefferson Street. The parcel had been used with an adjacent 45 acres for grazing of cattle. Last July, in July of 2019, the property sold to the Berry Family Properties for $125,000. After a property has sold, all classifications are removed and a new owner has to start new and parcel has to qualify on its own. After reviewing the statutes and reviewing the property, most weight was given to the size as it relates to a specific use. Also, whether an indicated effort had been made to care sufficiently and adequately for the land with acceptable commercial agricultural practices, including without limitations, fertilizing, tilling, and mowing.
I'm going to stop you right here, yes, just for clarification.
Yes, sir.
Not only for the hearing, but for the petitioner and for your magistrate as well. That's 193-461.
Correct.
Okay, and I want you to, if you would be so kind, to speak to the subsections that you are reading. I'm looking for, in the package you gave me, ma'am, where is the statute?
On page 13.
Okay, hold on a second. Because I want to follow along and I want the petitioner to be able to follow along. Okay, it looks like I'm coming up on it here, and that's great. Hold on just a second. All right, so we're looking at 193-461, and we are talking about subsection 3B, and if you could tell me which subsection that you are reading, acceptable, you know, go back through that if you would be so kind one more time. I apologize.
Okay. It would be a D, a size as relates to a specific agricultural use.
So that would be B1D. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And also E.
Okay. All right. So again, that's what you all looked at.
Most of our weight was given.
Yes,
to.
Ma'am. And yes, as we look at D and E, why didn't D and E, or D and or E, fit with the property once the new owners took over? What was it that was insufficient?
The size of it as it relates to a specific use as far as grazing. If this property was out in another portion of the county, I've talked to quite a few of the cattle owners in the county. They would not lease a 3.4-acre parcel. It just wouldn't be of use to them. But since it adjoins the 45 acres that was sold to the Berry Family Properties, after that, when it sells, it loses all its classifications, has to do it on its own. And also, now there are signs of grazing. There's cattle out there on the property. But it is overgrown with dog fennels and some weeds. They're not, you know, they hadn't fertilized, hadn't been doing any kind of real maintenance.
Yeah, let me ask you. So what you're saying, and we're going to stick with D right now, just for clarification,
okay,
for the old magistrate here.
Yes.
Once it was sold, what you're saying is that the cattle didn't go over on that side?
Yes, sir, they did.
They did?
Yes, sir.
But the size, what, it wasn't?
It's not a large enough parcel to really be a bona fide commercial agricultural operation. And the eyes of what we look at in qualifying properties for agricultural use.
Okay, and I just want to be clear, just to make sure I'm following along. That piece of property that is at issue before us today is connected to a bigger piece of property. Is that correct?
Correct. Different okay. owner.
And, I'm sorry?
A different owner.
Oh, okay.
Different owner.
And it's possible, and I'm just asking, that is it possible that this parcel could share that, you know, that grazing opportunity from those from the cattle on the bigger?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's possible it could.
Yes,
but
sir.
Based upon your evaluation, you don't believe that it did.
No, there have been cattle grazing on that property.
Okay.
But as of this property being the size that it is, if he'd have got 10 acres.
Okay, I got it.
Or, you know, anything around, you know, something closer to that, you can see that's more of a bona fide commercial agricultural operation it could be used for.
Okay. Now, is size, does size always matter?
Not every time, but it is up. That's one of our, what a lot of our weight is given to that. But it's not just only that. But I don't know if you want to talk about
it. No, I want to talk about everything. I'm trying to make
sure,
you know, because again, when I, you know, when I'm reviewing this,
yes, sir.
I got to hear it back. And so these are the questions I'm asking is helping me to
be able
to do a good recommendation.
Well, and like I said, and you know, it has not been maintained. They're not going in there and doing any kind of fertilizing, any type, and that goes for the entire parcel.
I get it.
They haven't been in there mowing, fertilizing, anything like that. But you can see the cows have been in there. They're not, and the dog fennels and some of the weeds get knocked down come the winter, definitely.
So when you say, you know, whether or not it's been fertilized and so forth, that falls up under prong E, correct?
Correct, yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, I get it. I'm just helping you to help me to help myself.
Yes,
ma'am.
Sir.
Okay.
And one other thing also, after they purchased the property, they changed it and rezoned it to commercial property now. It's been rezoned. So, in our opinion, if it's going to be used for agriculture, it would not have been rezoned to commercial use.
But that was...
We'll give you a chance to rebut. Just hold on just a second. I have to just take it like this. Okay. All right. So, what were the dates that the property appraiser's office went out to review this parcel?
Oh, we were out in March. March 13th and also in July 2nd.
Okay. All right. And...
I mean, I'm sorry, September 2nd.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm looking at your packet. Okay, I see. You got the time stamp on there. So what you have in the packet is from September 2nd, correct?
September 2nd.
No March.
I did not have photos of
okay.
March 13th.
No problem. And this is in the packet from your perspective to show how up under subsection E, how it doesn't qualify up under subsection E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. This is how you're
yes, sir.
Showing the independent person, myself, how this is going.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So I thought, just to make sure, I think you also said that when the purchase was made, does it extinguish, if any, prior agricultural classification? A new purchase? Is that what you said?
A new purchase, when at the end of the year, it would be removed. Then it would have to requalify.
In other words, because of the new purchase, the new purchase entity, the new purchase person or company or family or whatever, would have to reapply for the agricultural classification.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when this purchase was purchased, there was no new application for an agricultural classification?
For 2020, yes, sir.
There was none?
There, yes.
There was?
Yes, sir. There
okay.
was.
All right.
And it's in our packet.
Okay.
That
All
he
right.
had submitted. Mr.
Okay.
Berry had submitted.
Okay. So that was okay?
Yes, sir.
The issue for the property appraiser is the D and E prong in the statute, correct?
Yes, sir.
So terms of application or anything, that was timely?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But it's the assessment by your office, which you believe is insufficient as to what you all saw. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And hopefully I didn't interrupt. I just need a clarification.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, sir, not this time.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the petitioner to respond and present. Mr. Petitioner, go right ahead. It's your turn now, sir.
All right. Thank you. First, in regards to the property being reclassified as commercial, part of our purchase agreement was that it would be classified as commercial so we could build on it in the future. When it was purchased, there was no classification on the property. It was originally a multifamily development. Since no work was done on it, it was dezoned completely. So there was no zoning on the property when we purchased it. In regards to the tilling and mowing, I don't know that it is my responsibility to tell the farmer how to have his cattle grazed.
Okay, I want to ask, I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to make sure. So, are you saying that when you purchased it, it was not already classified as agriculture?
It was agricultural, but on the books, it was considered no zone. So it was agriculture.
Yeah, but it had the agricultural classification. Okay.
Yes, but zoning was none. So when she stated that, we had it zoned as commercial.
Right.
Prior to that, it was considered no zone. We had to apply for whatever it was going to be used for.
Yeah,
anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so when you purchased it, it had the agricultural classification.
Correct.
And you had to reapply for the agricultural classification, which she has admitted that you did timely.
Correct.
Okay. And as far as quote-unquote cattle grazing on it, you don't have cattle grazing on it, but you, for lack of better terms, share, you know, allow for the
farmer
who's next door,
correct,
so to speak, have his cattle come over on your land.
Correct. He leases it to someone else, and that's all part of my packet, the lease agreement, his insurance.
Okay. So, and you're doing good with clarifying some things for me. You lease the property to a farmer. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Excuse me. And the lease agreement is in your evidence packet.
Correct.
And your evidence packet has not been given to me. You've got it right there.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Now, I got to go back over here for a second to the property appraiser. He has an evidence packet, and he has it here today. You have not seen it, correct?
Yeah, he submitted that.
Okay.
Yes, he submitted. We have that.
Okay, that's part of what you get. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, no problem. All right, just give me a second, Mr. Petitioner, Mr. Berry. I want to. So that contract... from the property appraiser's office, the contract on the land, the lease, is here in the packet. Okay, All right, I see it. I'll go back up. David Dale is your
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And I'm going to hold something up here because I want to make sure I'm looking at what I'm supposed to be looking at. Does this begin the lease that it says?
I have copies if you'd like.
Because I'm looking at it, it says supplemental information on agricultural classification.
Should be.
The lease just says agricultural lease agreement.
I'm sorry. I see. They've got the. It's, I get it. They've got the pages numbered, but I, you know, okay, all right. I'm sorry. Okay, so you've got this agricultural lease for Mr. Dale, who owns the bigger piece of property.
Well, he leases it from someone else that's owned. It's owned by someone else.
The bigger piece of property.
Yeah, it's owned by the person we purchased from.
Okay, I get it. I get it. So, Mr. Dale, leases from the bigger piece of property and you.
Correct. He leases the entire set.
No problem. I get it. Okay. And so your position is that?
My position is that it is the same part of the larger subset still being leased for the same purpose that it was prior to the land changing owners.
Right. And I heard you say you don't control how Mr. Dale manages it.
Well, I'm not going to tell him how to take care of his cattle. I'm not in the cattle business.
I get it. Okay.
He maintains the fence, and it's up to him to maintain the property as he sees fit.
Okay. So, in terms of, they haven't made that allegation, but no fences are down or anything like that, as far as you know.
Correct.
Okay. The only issue is this whole thing of basically how it looks.
Correct.
I mean, in terms of what they're saying, the property appraiser.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other question I would have is they're stating that the size of 3.4 acres is too small. Does that mean that every parcel of property that is owned by someone is, even if they own multiple pieces of property together, you evaluate each piece independently? That says, well, if you own, you know, 10 acres is good, but if you own 5 2-acre properties, we're not going to let you ag it because the 2 acres are too small. That I believe the whole thing should be evaluated as a whole. That is the fenced area for the cows to freely roam.
Now what I'm doing now, okay. Trying to make sure I put back together the statute. Okay. As far as you know, let me ask you this. The lease that you did here, that was made in July of last year. What do you know about the use of the land before you bought it?
It was the exact same thing that it's being used for now. From what I saw on the original submission from the realtor, it's been in the same use since 20, I believe 13.
Is that something that you gave to them? Is that in this package?
Yeah, it's part of the. It was part of the original application from Tommy Dawson Realty. I don't know if they put that part in there, but that is part of my evidence.
Hold up your evidence. Hold it up. This whole thing, Tommy Dobson or whatever you said.
That was just the realtor.
Yeah, do you have that?
Yes.
Hold it up first. Let me just see what it is. Hold on just a second. Is that in your
package? That's page 7.
So it's in your package?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because if it's already in, I don't need to. Okay, I see it. Tommy Dawson.
Right.
Okay. So it was being used for the exact same thing before you purchased it?
Correct.
And so, according to Mr. Dawson, the property was used for the same thing since 2013.
Correct.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't have anything else. I mean, just everything I've submitted, I believe they have.
Okay.
The liability insurance that proves he's, leasing.
All of that, what he's articulating is in your packet?
I believe so, yes.
With the
sir.
The liability insurance and all of that.
I don't see the liability insurance.
Hold up the liability insurance so she can see it. Is that something?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Did you want to? How many copies do you have?
Oh, I can make another. I have two. They can have this one.
Would you like to inspect that, ma'am? Because I think that's something that is relevant.
Right. I do know David Dale. I know he is a farmer and rancher around here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is that something that you would like to hold on to? Or? In other words, if he tries to admit that in evidence, are you going to object?
No.
Okay. All right. I want to have that liability insurance.
I have another copy. Could you want copies of what I had?
No. If they've got everything except the liability insurance, all I need is the liability insurance.
Okay.
So we're going to use that as a petitioner's evidence, number one. It just shows that... there's liability insurance. On this property. Okay. All right, so.
I guess I do have one other. I didn't see in there. I thought I submitted to them was just an email from David Dale stating, I don't know if it matters the number of cows he has on the property.
Do you have any objection
to the appraiser or no?
No objections.
Would you like a copy?
Yeah, let me have that as petitioner's evidence number two. Thank you, sir. Okay, so I'm going to go back over here to property appraiser one other time. Was there anything else, any rebuttal, anything else you wanted to say about?
No, the only thing, just regarding what Mr. Berry said, if he had 2 5-acre parcels that were adjoining each other, that would not be an issue at all. Those would be taken. They, you know, you can have different parcels. You know, we're just looking for, you know, something a little more sustainable to a cattle operation on the size of the property.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, we're going to wrap this matter up. Again, it's petition number 20-002. For Berry Family Properties, again, the parcel is R21422190000950010. And I will be preparing the recommendation for the clerk and for the Value Adjustment Board, and I have to have that prepared and to them within 2 weeks. It's 14 days as per Madam Clerk, because she tells me what to do. And I will have that to you. And so that wraps this matter up. And I just wanted to say to both the parties, thank you so much for your professionalism and presenting your matter nice and everything. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll go off the record now.